now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Number, description, details. Steph. Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Steffi Boris.
And I'm Ellie Shilton. Today on the show, Gwyneth goes skiing.
It's a Gooplastic tour as Awkward Productions take us on a viral sensation on tour.
And it's just over 1 week to Bristol Pride on the Downs. Can't wait.
We catch up with Darren Carter on the events on offer this week and next.
All that and more coming today right here on Shout Out. Did you zoom too far into your script then?
I was just reading everything in front of me.
So I thought you weren't going to make it for a minute.
It was very bad in Bristol on the A37.
Just bad traffic, or is it?
No, a truck had broke down on the dual carriageway part, causing chaos, which four police officers are making a lot worse because they seem to be faffing.
Oh dear. Now, if you are listening live, we obviously can't talk about election stuff, but what we can tell you is go vote, please. Don't waste your vote.
And if you're listening on Friday, let's talk about politics. So who won?
No idea.
Well, yes. We'll find out tomorrow. Yeah. What we should have done is done two programmes, isn't it? One first thing in the morning when we knew the results.
Of course.
Because people are going to be listening on Friday. One thing I think we can say is that Harriet Harman has got a good job coming up. She's not a parliamentarian, she's not an MP, but she's going to have a good job.
Explain, I don't follow.
It's said that she might be heading up the Equality and Human Rights Commission in the future.
And she's pro-trans, so Joanne's going to kick right off.
Are you trying to get on her Twitter account, are you? Are you trying to catch up with Kaz?
Kaz?
Yeah, Kaz got the Twitter, Twitterized, you know.
Oh, I know Joanna attacked her.
Yeah. Are you hoping for it?
In case you're wondering who Joanna is, it's the dead name for J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
She hates being called it, which is why.
So this is Kaz self, the Labour councillor, is that right?
Yeah, she got attacked.
Oh dear.
Yeah, so did Indy Willoughby again. But her nickname seems to be Voldemort.
Yeah, I saw the Harry Potter shop had the pride flag on it.
Oh, I did. Yeah, what a great picture. I love it. Even if somebody that stuck that on the outside and they didn't know inside what was going on, it's still a brilliant picture.
Is that the shop in the galleries?
Oh, it was online.
I think it was probably American.
I mean, all the pride things have already started. There's loads going on as well. Murder He Didn't Write's currently on at the Wardrobe Theatre.
Yes.
Second to Last Night Tonight. I think it might even be sold out. So, Comedy Night, I think, is next Thursday. Dog Show this Saturday.
Yeah.
Darren gives us loads later on, doesn't he? He talks about them.
He talks about all of that. Because I can never remember.
No.
But it is the dog really show good. This
There's a picnic in the
and
park.
Of course, the day, we will be live from 10 a.m. So for the first time ever, we'll actually be live on air when the march starts. And if you are marching, keep your eyes out for Steph and Ez. They will be out there, hopefully with a high-vis on, so you can see them.
We have new high-vis. Yeah. Bright green with a slash of blue just to make it trendy. With a big shout-out logo on the front.
When was that ever trendy? that's coming from me.
I thought blue was green should never be seen was the whole motto.
I was born in 1953. It's the height of fashion.
Okay.
It's got pockets and stuff. And
but no, seriously, if you see them, they'll be there with a microphone. They'll be talking to us live. And I will be up on the Downs, the rest of the shout-out team, talking to them. You can listen all day on BCFM. Okay. They're very kindly, once again, let's take over the airways for the whole day. And also shoutoutradio.lgbt. You can tune into the BCFM player via that too. And if you can't make it for whatever reason, listen along. It's also really worth doing because we tend to interview a lot of the acts when they come on and off the stage. Mm. And you hear a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff that you don't hear when you're actually there on the day. So, at the beginning, we'll try and give you like traffic info and all of that and tell you when the city's ground to a halt because there's a huge great load of people with flags.
It was nice to see Saski, who was part of Shout Out, doing the broadcast from London Pride.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
amazing.
It was very good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So I got a text off her the other day, actually, saying hello. So hello, Saskia, if you're listening. So
yes, one of the many people that have been through Shout Out.
Yes. Well, talking to people who've been through Shout Out, guess who is going to be doing the show with us next week?
Ella?
Ella Watts is here, yes. Of Shout Out and Doctor Who Redacted fame. She's now working with Marvel. Yeah. She's very kindly coming to join us next week. And we'll have more from Darren on what's happening on the day next week. Plus, we're going to do a bit of the history of Pride, and especially around the flag, because a lot of people don't know the history of the flag and the fact that it's, you know, I mean, because it came about because we saw someone setting fire to it, and they were like, oh, down with the gays, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, actually, it's an equality flag. It's for you too. So you're kind of burning your own flag as well.
Yeah, and so, we got an ad as well next week from the NHS. They want gay blood.
They want.
Do they?
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds a bit murderous. Like that, to be fair.
To drink or for other purposes? Not
I actually don't know what the NHS do with it, but I think they put it in other people.
So, anyway, should we go skiing?
Yes.
Go on then.
I'd love to.
Gwyneth goes skiing. We're back with the Edinburgh Fringe already. Didn't it come round quick? Now, Gwyneth Goes Skiing is a co-production between Awkward Productions and the Pleasance Theatre and returns to the Slopes after two sold-out and critically acclaimed runs in London and, wait for this, a trip across the pond to Utah. The gloriously silly play with music marks Awkward Productions' return to the Fringe after Diana, the Untold and Untrue Story sold out in 2023. Now, if you remember, listeners, we actually had the writer-director of Diana, the Untold and Untrue Story on last year. So moving on, we have Joseph Martin, who's joining us for Gwyneth Goes Here. Now, it's about Gwyneth Paltrow, but I'll leave you to tell us the background story.
Yes. Hello. Thank you for having me. So way back in 2016, Gwyneth Paltrow went on a skiing holiday in Park City, Utah at the Deer Valley Ski Resort. At the same time, there was also a retired optometrist there called Dr. Terry Sanderson, and they collided on the slope. Who's to say who skied into who? And 7 years later in 2023, Dr. Sanderson took Gwyneth Paltrow to court in Park City, and Gwyneth countersued him for $1 in damages, claiming that it was in fact him that had skied into her, whereas he'd been claiming it was her that skied into him. A classic, you know, whodunit kind of Hollywood showbiz story. And that seemed ripe to us for theatrical adaptation, given that the whole court proceeding was all streamed online, so for the world to watch, and it was instantly memed on Twitter, etc. So it seemed only right that we then put it on stage. Now here we are.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound crazy, doesn't it? That she was willing to go to court and spend thousands and thousands in solicitor's fees for a dollar.
This is it. You know, look, many people have many different views about Gwyneth Paltrow, but we love her at Awkward Prods. And I think it genuinely shows that she took it very seriously, and that if you have the power to sort of fight and clear your name for something you didn't do, and she won the case. She was Dr. Sanderson was found 100% at fault. Although, as the audiences will discover for our show, we actually give the audience the opportunity to decide who's guilty. They are the jury for our show, and there are two possible endings depending on how they vote.
Okay. Now, one of the things I find interesting about the press release is that you've just done a tour in Utah.
We did a 2-week run in Utah. Yes, in Park City, where the trial happened.
Right. That's very interesting, considering the politics and the religious scope of that particular state. How did that go down?
Absolutely. Do you know what? We had the best time, and we were made feel so welcome. And all the locals of Park City and the staff at the Egyptian Theatre in Park City who brought us over there. We went there as a fundraiser for their youth theatre program, and this had kind of been in discussion since before the show had its first run back in December. So the fact that we were actually able to make it happen was I mean, beyond our wildest dreams. Every moment was just so surreal and, you know, like a pinching moment of, are we really here? Are we really doing this? But we had the best time. Everyone was so friendly, so welcoming. They really enjoyed the show. We sold out our run. It could not have gone any better for us. Everyone seemed so thrilled that we were there and kept saying, oh, you know, but thank you so much for coming over and sharing their stories of the trial. We had jurors from the case, expert witnesses who testified. Both teams' lawyers came to see it with their firms. So, it was a pretty wild 2 weeks. I'm not sure if I've entirely recovered yet.
You were saying off mic just before we started, you just landed into New York, so you're pretty jet lagged. But you're doing
yes,
well.
got back from New York this morning. Luckily, that one was just a holiday. We decided to go to New York for a week to go and see the new queer ballroom version of Cats, which was one of, if not the best thing I have ever seen. It was so good. We then went to see it several days later again before we flew home.
Wow. That's incredible. So there you go, people. The queer version of Cats made it, unlike the original version. Queer is best, always.
Really?
Right, let's go back to the show, Edinburgh Fringe. Is there many costume changes, or is it pretty basic? And there's not much of a cast.
So it's a two-person show. So I played Dr. Terry Sanderson, and Linus Karp, him of Diane and the Untold Nun True Story fame, plays Gwyneth Paltrow. And we have audience members join us throughout the show. Anyone that's seen our Diana show will know that audience interaction is very crucial to the kind of theatre that we make with Awkward Productions. So there are audience roles throughout the show. And as I say, the audience are the jury. So whether you're on stage or not, you have a crucial role to play in the show, deciding what the ending is and who is found guilty. And yes, there are definitely costume changes. In fact, we are in the process of putting in more costume changes. There's a couple of costumes being custom made for us at the minute. So I promise you, audiences will get a lot of classic Gwyneth looks.
Does that make you get quite nervous when you do costume changes, like you hope it goes smoothly? Because with only two of you on stage, you have to be going pretty quick.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. The costume changes we have at the minute, we've got down to a T now. We're pretty swift with our changeovers. And for this show, we also have a wonderful stage manager and assistant stage manager team. So we have our assistant stage manager side of stage to help us with those sorts of things. With the ones we're adding in, that will definitely make it more of a challenge. But perhaps unsurprisingly, most of those new looks are for Gwyneth rather than a retired optometrist in his 70s that I'm playing. There's far fewer looks for him to give on stage. So it's a slightly easier job for me.
Okay. So is there quite a bit of makeup? Because obviously you're quite young, so you go into makeup to make you look quite old?
Well, thank you very much. So do a sort of generic face of makeup. Luckily, you're seeing me over Zoom, so in real life, I'm much more haggard. But obviously, Linus does his full face for Gwyneth. My hair at the moment, all of the toner's washed out, so it's kind of bleach blonde and the roots are really long. But I get this dyed silver and grey. And I've got facial hair at the minute, that's specifically for the role. And what we do with the facial hair is we put white mascara primer in it. So the things you would normally put on your eyelashes before you then put your mascara on, I just put that into my facial hair and my eyebrows and rub that in, and it turns it grey. And that does the majority of the job. That and a pair of rimless glasses, very similar, identical to the ones that Dr. Sanderson actually wears. And that does the majority of it. I think being an old soul inside allows me to show it on the outside.
Tips for acting right there. Never let it be said that Shout doesn't give you any lessons in how to act or makeup tips.
Exactly.
Right, moving forward, because we're fast running out of time. Have you got any plans for anything? Is it because the Diana story and this one always encompass and include the audience, and I think that's what makes it quite special. Any plans for next year already planned that you can actually share with us?
Well, so before next year, we have a whole UK and Ireland tour of Gwynedd Go Skiing, which tickets are on sale now for nearly all of those venues. So we've got Manchester, Brighton, Oxford, Birmingham, Newcastle, Dublin and Belfast all coming up. For our Bristol-based fans, who are some of our most loyal fans of our shows, may have noticed there's no Bristol on that yet. But who's to say? Maybe if you keep an eye on Awkward Prods on social media, maybe there'll be something to say about that very soon.
That's what we like to hear.
Exactly. And we love Bristol. So, you know, watch this space. But you can find out all of the details for the tour on awkwardprods.co.uk. And then as for next year, you know, there's things we're not allowed to talk about quite yet, but it's already shaping up to be quite an exciting year for us. It's one of those things where I want to talk about things now and I can't, and that makes it all the more exciting. And also, frankly, it's actually quite fun to be able to say, oh, I can't talk about this thing yet, you know. So
indeed,
there's some fun things coming up, but the tour is the thing we're really excited for.
Yeah. Now, what is good is that you've already shared that you've got a countrywide tour, so people haven't got to actually make it up to Edinburgh. You're coming to them and most major places, and possibly Bristol.
Possibly, watch this space. But I mean, we love touring, so that's our bread and butter, really. So we're excited to get out on the road. We love the Fringe as well, don't get me wrong. But so all of that from the summer till the end of the year is a pretty exciting time for us.
Yeah, you're busy. What's social media so people can follow you so that they can get first dibs on what you're doing next?
Yes. You can find the theatre company at Awkward Prods, as in short for Productions. You can find me at Suddenly Joseph, and you can find Linus, a.k.a. Princess Diana, a.k.a. Gwyneth Paltrow, at Linus Karp, LinusKARP.
Joseph Martin, thank you so much for joining us on Shout Out Radio. And because it's in Scotland and it's Edinburgh, all I got to say to you is break a leg.
Thank you very much, Debbie. Always a pleasure.
Shout Out. LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
Megan Trainor. Being like this, I like Megan Trainor. She does some really good tracks. Are you a fan?
I love her.
Yeah.
I like the last one when her best mate, who just happens to be gay, got involved with the beginning and the end of the track. That was fun. Nice. Unfortunately, he let the F-bomb go, so you have to cut the track quite early.
Is there not a censored version you can play instead? I'm sure there must be a radio edit.
I've been caught with radio edits before. It just happened to be a European radio edit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They're allowed to swear.
Yeah, they do swear on European radio.
So, quite often in English as well. If you listen to French radio, if you don't speak French, you'd be listening and you just hear an F-bomb. You're like, what on earth was that? I'm like, oh.
Yes, indeed.
It was an NRJ jingle.
Yes.
So, anyway, shall we get some news headlines, Mr.
Why
Terry?
Not? This is Shout Out News. Welcome along. Now, as we go out live tonight on some of our family of community radio stations, we are just hours away from the end of General Election Day. The people of Great Britain are electing a new parliament and government. Polling stations close in around 2.5 hours' time at 10 o'clock this Thursday evening. The drama will then unfold on television and radio as an early, eagerly anticipated election night unfolds, and we see winners, losers and much analysis. With climate change, the NHS, the war in Ukraine and the threat of far-right governments in Europe impacting people's concerns, the next government will have its work cut out. Live coverage of the election results will be coming in on these networks: BBC One, ITV, Sky News, BBC Radio 5 Live and LBC Radio. So get your cocoa ready and stand by for a night of drama and intrigue in the inimitable style of British parliamentary process. The BBC News Channel reported that around 32,000 people participated in the annual London Pride Parade and March in London on Saturday. comprising over 500 groups from religious organisations to gay conservatives and from lesbian bikers to transgender anarchist organisations and everything in between, clubs, societies, sports groups, the whole gamut of LGBTQIA plus life was showcased in a friendly, peaceful and inclusive parade in which everyone was welcome. A giant rainbow flag was carried at the front of the march, where many prominent celebrities and politicians were located. Marchers from the group Queers for Palestine walked down Piccadilly chanting, "There is no pride in genocide." The 50-person group held posters accusing Israel of genocide and condemning what they call pinkwashing, the accusation that Israel takes a progressive position on gay rights to improve its international standing. Nevertheless, the parade started at Hyde Park at midday and finished at Trafalgar Square, where live music, speeches and performances took place. Meanwhile, thousands of people thronged to LGBTQIA plus and friendly venues across London, from vegan cafes to bars and clubs, to celebrate Pride in after-hours parties. As usual, there was no violence and the march was a showcase of a peaceful people who just want to build a more just, equitable and caring society. Now, several media of various sizes covered Pride in London or broadcast special programmes to mark the event on the 29th of June. In our home city of Bristol, the African Caribbean community radio station Ujima Radio transmitted a morning series of interviews with QTPOC, that's queer, trans and intersex people of colour, and showcased their rich and fulfilling lives. Heart Radio Network was one of the co-sponsors of the Pride in London festival and parade, and live coverage of the day with many video feeds was transmitted online via the Pride in London website. The feed is now archived on the website and can be watched back whenever you wish. Recommended to see the hundreds of groups and organisations taking part in the march and their ecstatic reception by well-wishers. Thanks to all the media, large and small, that covered the London event. LGBTQ Nation Newswire reports that two Latvian men, Maxims Ringo and Janis Locks, have become the first same-sex couple to register their partnership as a civil union law under a new nationwide law came into effect on Monday. Other couples have begun lining up outside of the country's offices of the officials, eager to register their own unions as quickly as possible, one national gay rights activist noted. There are now only 5 countries in the European Union that don't offer civil unions to same-sex couples. They are Bulgaria, Lithuania, Poland, Romania and Slovakia. Kaspar Zlatis, the leader of the Life Partners Equality Movement, said in a press release, "The introduction of partnership laws in Latvia is an important step towards a more equal, inclusive and empathetic society in which each person feels valued and can realise his or her full potential in their both professional and personal lives." In July 2023, Latvia swore in the country's first out LGBTQ president. "Latvia is a sovereign, free and democratic country," Edgars Ringsevic said in an inaugural address to Parliament. "But it must be legal and fair for all," he went on. "Every person in Latvia, its citizens, must feel that they belong and are legally protected and safe." He is an extremely popular political leader and has huge approval ratings from the Latvian people. In a superb article for the lesbian and queer women's magazine Diva, Ray Cooper discusses the contributions made by LGBTQIA plus people to solving Britain's dreadful housing problems, which are characterised by homelessness in cities, unaffordable rents and sky-high mortgages. Ray writes, "One of the most vivid images that comes to mind when I think of past elections is of a politician in a suit and a hard hat on a construction site. Promising to rebuild Britain. As a queer trans person in the process of setting up a housing cooperative, the type of politics demonstrated there couldn't resonate with me less. As a result, while the Conservatives were busy regurgitating Thatcherisms about a home-owning democracy as the solution to the housing crisis, many of us in the queer community are entirely reimagining what home means." Ray went on, "Queer people have a long history of centering community care in our lives to fill the void left by forms of active discrimination or lack of imagination. Queers have been leading the way with alternative models of support and care through non-traditional cohabitation agreements for many decades. And whilst communal living is born out of necessity for some, for others it is incredibly desirable. Many of us raise children in non-nuclear families, many of us are polyamorous and have multiple nesting partners, and others have adopted large children. homes and families. Perhaps if the political parties were to stop arguing about whether they would build 1.6 or 1.5 million homes over the next 4 years and think beyond cis-heteronormative nuclear households, they might discover some other solutions to the housing crisis. Great article, Ray. To read the full version, head over to the Diva magazine website. And finally, QX, London's gay scene magazine, reports that the campest thing on stage this summer will be Queens at Underbelly Boulevard in the heart of Soho between the 11th of July and the 18th of August. Queens Live in London is an electrifying live vocal drag extravaganza. The dazzling show will deliver an unforgettable night as the Queens take on only the biggest hits from the world's most iconic divas with incredible live vocals. Flying their rainbow-coloured flag high, this sassy supergroup comprises five fabulous divas: Bella Dubois, Dior Monte, Candy Cane, Billie Eilish and ZZ Van Cartier, featuring a poptastic playlist with diva hits from Gaga, the Spice Girls, Beyoncé, Whitney and everything in between, plus their iconic tribute to West End royalty. You are going to be dragged to the musicals. Queens Live in London runs to the 18th of August at the Underbelly Boulevard, Underbelly Boulevard, Soho, 6 Walkers Court, London W1F. Tickets cost from £19. And for an exclusive interview with the Queens cast, pop along to the QX magazine website. That's it for another busy week for LGBTQIA politics and culture. Do be sure to stay connected with community radio services through the week for updates. And why not explore the podcasts that are available on the huge breadth of LGBT plus experience. For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Well, it's upon us again, and I really don't know where the years go. And all of a sudden, 15 years is upon us. It's absolutely crazy. And the Bristol Pride Fortnight is underway. I've got Darren Carter, who organises Bristol Pride with me. Hi, Darren.
Hi there. Great to be here.
Can you remember the 10th anniversary?
I can, because it was an incredible year, and it was the year that we moved the festival to the Downs. So yeah, it was a really special event and great celebration, as I'm sure this year will be as well, as we celebrate the 15th anniversary.
Yep. I think over the years since Shoutout's been broadcasting, it's been quite noticeable how the march has increased in numbers. Mm. Last year was absolutely phenomenal. Do you actually make a count of the numbers, or just an
Yeah, it's really hard to get like an accurate count, because we don't sit there and head count everyone. But we do have CCTV monitoring across the whole of the parade, so we're able to look at those pictures and also look at the numbers that fill the route as well, because yeah, last year was just phenomenal, and we actually filled the whole of the parade route for the whole length of it. So based on that kind of review, it's about 22,000 to 25,000 people that were on the march, which is just incredible to think about. So many people, and how much that's grown, I guess, in the 15 years that we've been doing it, because I remember the very first one back in 2010, we probably had about 500 people. So, you know, it's just amazing to see, and it grows every year.
Yeah, there's a lot of queer people out there, isn't there?
There is, yeah. And yeah, it's incredible to showcase how big and loud and proud our community is for the parade. But it's, you know, it's also the opportunity for our allies, supporters, friends and families also come along and show their support as well. So yeah, I think that's one thing that we're really proud of at Bristol Pride, is that the parade is free for any members of the public to come and join in. You don't have to stand behind a barrier and watch it. You can participate and be immerse yourself in the wonderful joy and celebration, but also, you know, stand up and march and protest for our equal rights as well, which is still important for us to do.
Mm. Does it get any easier? You've been in this for quite a number of years now, Darren, but you know, your experience and that, and the team that you've got around you, do you feel it's a little bit easier, or is it getting more complex?
Oh, that's a very good question. In some aspects, it's easier because, you know, I did it for many, many years, you know, as a volunteer myself, or only part-time with other volunteers supporting as we get closer to the festival. And as an organisation, we've grown. So we now do have paid staff. I am now, finally, after 15 years, an actual full-time member of Bristol Pride. And that is just because it takes so long now to organise such a big event that we do work all year round. So there's more hands on deck, which is great, and that does help. However, every year that it gets more complicated and more complex, and you know, yeah, there's new things every year that kind of throw a curveball towards you. Mm-hmm. And you know, our community and our challenges are always evolving, so there's things to be aware of there in terms of how we're supporting and kind of championing our community. But actually, for festivals and events, it's a really tough time. You know, I think last count, about 50 major festivals in the UK have cancelled, just because, you know, costs are dramatically increasing. So it's been quite a challenge for us, I guess, to balance the books, you know, to still have an event where people can come and come into Pride and give a donation entry, whilst maintaining a festival of our size is a real challenge. So there's that to consider as well. So yeah, there's always new things, and you know, we're really struggling actually this year with artists and bringing people over from Europe, and that is the result of Brexit and challenges with visas. So I think, you know, obviously we're a few years into Brexit now, but actually that's really hitting home now that visas and entry requirements to the UK for performances change has made it really, really hard. So yeah, if you're wondering why you're not seeing so many big European acts coming over to the UK to perform at festivals, that is why.
Okay, now there's quite a number of Bristol size and maybe a bit bigger that are in competition with you for artists. Are you finding it more difficult to actually get artists, considering the European problem that you have? Mm. But are you finding it more difficult for British and American artists?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, over the years, our reputation as a fantastic festival and a pride to be at has grown. So actually artists want to come and perform with us. But, you know, they're not immune to the cost of living crisis as well, and their costs have increased. So actually artists' fees have doubled, if not tripled. So actually there's also that financial impact, not just for European touring artists, but UK and British artists as well. They just want a lot of money. And, you know, again, as I say, we're trying to balance being able to put the festival on, you know, as well as infrastructure costs, toilets, fencing, all the stuff that we have to do to make a festival happen. Artist fees have then also gone up, so that's been a challenge too. But I think, you know, we're as a Pride event, we're really established and we all talk to each other, so we kind of know when Bristol Pride is going to be. We already know the date for next year, and that's out, you know, out there amongst the Pride planners. So we kind of, you know, we try not to clash too much, and if we can support each other with booking artists and sharing artists, if we are on the same day, for example, we'll try. So I don't think that's really been a problem in terms of that, because people do want to come and perform with us, but it's, yeah, again, it's a financial thing.
I can actually back that up, because we're quite privileged and we broadcast each year from the side of the main stage, and the amount of artists that say they just love coming to Bristol and what a lovely vibe it's got, and there is an atmosphere at Bristol Pride that's one of positiveness and one of love.
There is, yeah, and it was just, you know, it's just incredible every year to see the fruition of a year's hard work with everyone coming together, but actually just feel the love and the joy, and as you say, that positive vibe that is there, and you can just see it. You know, we're just wandering around the festival, everyone's just having a great time and really, I guess, just celebrating the fact that they can just come together and be their authentic selves at Pride in a safe space and just enjoy it. Yeah, it is just an incredible atmosphere. And yeah, artists love it. I think the proud moment for me was actually Jake Shears, after he finished performing last year. He was on Radio 2 and he said that Bristol Pride was one of the best gigs he'd done all year. And that was just great to hear, and, you know, great for us, because yeah, we really do try and look after the artists and make sure that they have a great experience. But actually, it's the crowd, you know, that engagement they have with the audience and that vibe up at the festival is just incredible. And the artists really feel that as well. And that's what makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they're there to enjoy it as well. So I think, you know, Natalie Imbruglia that performed last year, she stayed pretty much all of the afternoon after her set because she wanted to watch everyone else and she was really enjoying it. And, you know, I think that, again, is testament to you know, what we put on, but also the atmosphere of the festival that actually our other artists want to stay and they want to enjoy it and be part of it as well.
Yeah, indeed. Now, what have you got coming up? Because Pride isn't until not this weekend, the following weekend. But of course, Pride events have already started and we're almost halfway through. So what we got coming up for this coming weekend and week after, Darren?
Yeah, there's so much, actually. There's lots going on and there's some events that I'm really excited about. So on Friday, so tomorrow, we have our first ever Pride Cayley event. And that's taking place at the Old Market Assembly. And that is a really interesting event. The Cayleys happened there already. And they reached out to us and said, look, you know, we're actually a really gender diverse and queer organizing group. And we've got gender non-conforming artists as well that would really love to do a Pride event. Would you be up for it? And we were like, yes, of course we would do. So it's our first one, and I think it's going to be really exciting. And just lots of Cayley dancing, I guess, and flinging around and just enjoying self and being immersed in that music. So that's going to be really great fun. So that's on Friday. Saturday is a very big day for us. We've got lots going on. So we start, one of the things that I know listeners may know and love is our dog show. So that's taking place on Saturday, and that's going to kick off at 12:15 in Castle Park, the Wine Street end of it, and registration is from 11:30. And that is just such great fun. It is it's a very silly event, but it's an opportunity, I guess, for the community to come together, you know, share passion of dogs or dog owners. And I know that people have made really good connections from it. So they've made walking groups or they meet up regularly afterwards at the event. So that's been really good fun to see that building, that community and those connections. We just have fun rounds like Waggy's Tail, and we even have musical sit. So that's really worth watching if you enjoy dogs and want to have a bit of fun. And then that's followed by the Trans Pride Picnic, which will be taking place in Castle Park. I think it's around 2:30, but it'll be going on until 5 p.m. Let's hope this lovely weather stays so we can all enjoy it. But again, it's about bringing community together and enjoying that space. And I think this year they've asked for people to bring along frisbees, and if they want to kind of have a bit of fun, they can do that as well. So bring your picnic and your blanket and join in. And allies and supporters are welcome to come along and show their support for the community as well as that one. And then in the evening, there's more going on Saturday, but one of the ones I'd like to highlight is we're showing Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, at the former Bristol IMAX. So the huge screen that's there at the Bristol Aquarium. And it's the 30th anniversary of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. So it's going to be a very special anniversary screening. We've got Tess Drive, the drag queen, hosting and performing, as well as Bristol Show Choir. Doing some numbers as well as we open the doors. And we even have our own Priscilla bus, which is the Pride bus that people may have seen, the first bus, Pride bus that's branded. And we'll be doing an opportunity for people to come and arrive at the venue on the bus with performances and fun on the bus as we make our way over to the IMAX together. So that's going to be really exciting for people. And then there's also a daytime a disco rave party at Motion as well with He, She, They and Conqueer for people that just want to kind of go and have a dance and enjoy Pride. So there's, so much going on Saturday. I'm going to take a moment to catch my breath and kind of before we move on to what else is going on. Yeah. So Sunday is going to be a really fun queer vision film screening. And that's definitely one I know is really popular. So it's our Southwest short screening. And we've got short films that have been submitted from filmmakers that are based here in the Southwest. We've shortlisted those and we'll be screening them. And then our winner that we have here from Bristol, so that we will pick a winner and the audience get to do an audience vote as well. will go on to be submitted straight into the finals of the Iris Prize Best of British, which is just an incredible opportunity. And we're so proud to be able to say that we are an official selector for that prize. Yeah, it's a great opportunity and some really good films. So it's one that people would like to come on to. That's on Sunday at 5 p.m. at the Watershed. And then just while I'm on films, on Monday the 8th, we've got an incredible film called Love Bound, which talks about battling homophobia in China, to then finding love in the UK, but then also the challenges, I guess, faced by the Chinese community and Chinese speakers here in the UK, and the visibility of that journey. So that's a really special message and film that's going to talk about how, I guess, our global family is and the challenges that they face in terms of tackling homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia in different countries. And we also have a Q&A screening with the film from the filmmakers and directors as well. So that's a really good event to come along to and hear a lot more.
Right. So obviously you've got stuff going through the whole of the week. People will be preparing themselves for Friday, the 12th, just before the main day. So what have you got actually running up that's from, say, the middle of the week up to Friday?
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I guess the main thing to look out for is our Pride Comedy Night, which is at the Bristol Old Vic, and that is on Thursday the 11th. It was sold out, but we've just agreed with the Old Vic that we'll put some standing tickets available. So if you missed out on getting a ticket there, that we have just released some standing tickets, which were a bit cheaper than the seated tickets. So if you want to stand and grab yourself a bargain, but still be able to come along and join the event, then those have just got up, and I will advise you to be very quick to get those if you want to come along. And that's an incredible night. We've got five performers. We've got Jade Adams back hosting the event, and she's, you know, very been doing it for many, many years, and her star has grown over those years, and it's incredible that she still comes back and very kindly hosts this event for us. But we also welcome Chloe Petz, we've got James Barr, Celia AB, and Laura Davis as well. So a real variety of queer performers who have the opportunity to be in front of a queer audience and do their comedy in a more candid way, I guess, and talk more openly about their own experiences as well. I think it's really special because you watch these comedians on TV, and many of them are done live at the Apollo and big, you know, Amazon TV shows and stuff. But actually, when they're here with you at Pride, they share more candid stories, and it's still very, very funny. But, you know, they're able to talk about their real life experiences and again resonate and talk to our audience on a different level that you wouldn't also see at normal events. And then on Friday, if you've got some energy ready to get the party going, we have got a preview screening of Close to You with Elliot Page. And that is a really exciting event that we're able to bring a special preview screening to for Pride. So that's on Friday at 6 p.m. at the Watershed. And that's going to be a really interesting film. It's very personal. Explores lots of family dynamics, feelings of loneliness and displacement, but also then obviously the more positive message that we want to show that pride can bring, and being, you know, not just as an event, but also pride in oneself and realizing you can be who you want to be. So that's a really great film. Yeah, so I think that's kind of leading us into
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Cupido and I Don't Wanna Wait. Lovely, lovely song, that one. So, and I love that other version of I Wanna Dance With Somebody. That's by a group called Blandos. It's a lovely mix of it. So, kind of summery.
I must apologise to Darren for cutting him off in his prime. That last little bit's probably missing from next week's bit.
I was going to say, so Darren, I mean, because he won't have the time next week, so Steph interviewed him in one big chunk, but we'll put the stuff more about the day out next week for you. But I'm looking forward to Pride, are you?
It's always really good doing a live broadcast, and now we're doing the...
It's a bit of a killer day for us, but yeah, it's great. Yeah, I love the feedback we get as well, when people like write in and say...
But it's nice to do the march as well. Now we've got it cracked, because the first couple of times it didn't go too well, and when the BBC were supposed to supply us with the tech, and it didn't work.
Yeah. And then the amateurs step in and, oh, look, it works.
Yeah, so we got it sorted now. Yeah. So we don't need the Beeb. Not that they're covering Pride this year.
Yes. And it may have been a while ago, but we would not have done Pride last year if it hadn't been for Hugo sponsoring the Shout Out Listeners Awards, because a lot of kit was on its last leg. So a big thank you to them.
Yes.
Hopefully, when the awards come back this year, they might be sponsoring us again, which is lovely to hear. So,
well, you need to do a bit of seduction.
Yes. Yes.
Is your boss gay?
My not boss that isn't, type of he's not, no, and he's also seduction. Not the one sponsoring us in the marketing department. Damn. So, but yeah, no, and it's really weird. I mean, me and Steph were talking about the weather before we went on air, weren't we? Looking out to Pride, and it was like this morning I looked, it's like, oh, it's going to rain all day on Pride until 5 o'clock. And then we were talking about it, like, hang on, let's just check the app again. It's like, oh, it's changed again. It's just like,
it's changed every day this week. I've been checking that far out, but it is a far out, isn't it? It's the 13th,
a little too far
British
away.
British weather is just too unreliable to predict.
Very difficult to predict.
We'll let you know next Thursday what it's going to be like.
We're on the canvas, does it matter?
Well, it's not for us, it's for the listeners we're talking about.
Excuse me, I'm on the march. I got no tent.
Oh, don't worry about that.
I need a huge
umbrella.
Have
you ever seen Soggy Steph? It's not a nice sight.
No.
Umbrella. Umbrella be fine.
Yeah, I'll use a bit. I've got two big rainbow umbrellas.
There you go.
Oh, I have to get your shout-out umbrella.
I'll be poking marchers in the eye with me brolly.
Okay. Going to keep up with them.
Yeah.
We're going to have a nice team there. We've got quite a few people signed up to join us on the day.
Yes, indeed. Yes, yes. Yeah, and like I said earlier, we're bringing you live coverage from 10 a.m. I think we're only on the one station this year, which makes a change for us, actually. We're normally on quite a few. But our lovely home station, BCFM, is letting us take over all day. I'm not aware of any others, are you?
No, there isn't. No, because they're doing other stuff. But we for the 10th anniversary, we did get 10 stations. Yeah. So that was
set a world record.
That was a one-off. I don't think we'll ever do that again.
No, you never know. We're 15 next year.
Yeah,
15 years. Wow, yeah. That's amazing.
But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. And Human League are headlining.
They are indeed.
But there are plenty of others as well. What's her name? Claire from Steps is there.
Claire from Steps.
On this day in 80... When was...
And happy 4th of July Human League. American friends.
Happy 4th of July, isn't it? They call it Independence Day.
They do, yes.
They like to think they're independent.
Happy Traitors Day, everyone in the States. The king is not happy.
And with the state of their democracy at the moment, they're probably thinking, we should have stayed under British rule. Like Canada. More stable democracy.
Yeah.
Human League.
The Human League.
Yeah, their biggest... Yeah. That was a hit. This time in 83, was it a hit?
It was Christmas number one in 1981.
But it was also...
Don't You Want Me?
I don't, Terry, no. To be perfectly honest, not quite yet.
But yes, yeah, that was... It was the best-selling single of 1981 as well was Don't You Want Me. Mm. Massive, massive hit. So that's going to get... A huge cheer at Pride when they perform.
I'm sure I was reading on one of the social media feeds that it was July the 3rd and they made number one.
Well, they had a number of massive hit singles.
It wasn't one of those that was a hit more than once, was it?
Could have been. I thought it was that one.
Well, someone screaming at the radio now going, it was such and such.
I know, we're pants.
If Andy Hole was here, he would know.
He would
know. Because that's his ilk,
he
isn't
would
it?
Know.
So. I thought you would have known, Terry. You've let me down.
Anyway, that's it for another week. We are still looking for volunteers. We've had a few come through. If you are interested, you don't have to be on air. There's loads to do off air as well. We would love to hear from you.
Is it my turn now?
Yeah, go on.
That was a bit of a ramble. From Bristol Pride to the Solars on air and off. Get in touch, shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Solars, by the way, Shout Out Listeners Awards, just in case you're not aware.
That's what
next,
it is.
Next week is Pride and more Pride. So from me, Terry, Tara and Steph, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Shout Out. LGBT Radio for you.